Carlos Bell podcast.
And now Serena's confused by the score being called out.
Marlon Smoke Podcast. I just want you to hear. I'm play the audio of the highlights from Serena's match. These motherfuckers be hating on baby.
After a free ace, double fall, backhand error, and took it out of the frame. It's a code violation. You add that to the earlier code violation she received for coaching Memorandico, that's a point penalty. Extremely rare in a Grand Slam final. So Osaka, after breaking back, begins this game up 15-love. Not see that coming. And now Serena's confused by the score being called out.
This is the greatest tennis player, male or female, ever. And you accuse her of cheating, being coached? Does she like she fucking needs some coaching? But Serena know what's going on. She know that whole thing. White. She been running this shit for years and years and years. But she not gonna fall out. She not gonna fall out like Tiger Woods did with his little situation when he got into it. Serena ain't gonna bow out. So the only way they can get her out of this shit, or to try to stop her, is in some form of way. When I looked on her, I'm just getting off. So when I looked and seen that she lost, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is crazy. I've been watching for a whole 3 minutes. I've only seen like two or three tennis plays. The rest of this shit is her arguing with the dude that telling him that she wasn't cheating. You know what I'm saying? Now they done took a penalty. So basically looks like the last match, or one of the matches, the girl started 15-love, like 15-0 already. She was already, she basically didn't even have to score as much. You know what I'm saying? To when I know the Jones is like 15-30, something like that. I'm gonna zoom back in. I want you to hear Serena's voice. I don't even think Serena get this damn loud ever. Like, she probably been this loud and probably, like, or this frustrated with this type of shit probably in, like, about 10 years.
You owe me an apology. I have never cheated in my life. I have a daughter, and I stand what's right for her, and I've never cheated. You owe me an apology.
You see what I'm saying? That dude, you see that shit she just said? That shit right there was some real mother shit right there, what she just said. That's integrity like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And look at this motherfucker. If you see it, it's on YouTube. Look at the motherfucker that in the blue jacket. If you seen the match, that motherfucker looking at her like, bitch, what are you talking about? What do you mean? He done gave her a point because he thought she was getting coaching. Coaching from who? I don't know who the fuck can coach Serena Williams on this shit. Nigga, this ain't coaching. You don't win this much from coaching. This is the fucking player. This is a one-person sport. Like, ain't no other nigga, ain't no team. Can't nobody take over the fourth quarter in the game. This is a one-person sport. It's one lady out there doing this shit. The fuck is you talking about? So she slammed the tennis racket down, so that's like a point. Or that's supposed to be a point. But before you get a point, you're supposed to get a warning. That's what she's saying. Like, that's a warning. So when she walk over, he telling her, nah, you got coaching, remember? Like, so this is that's your second fault. So this is a point. That's bullshit, man. You already know they've been hating on her, man. You knew that they probably wasn't gonna let her win. Like, I ain't gonna lie. When that shit came out about the cat suit, I already knew that they probably wasn't gonna let her win when they said that shit about the cat suit. Because it's like, what on earth? I'm looking at the crowd. I got a freeze frame of the crowd, not gonna understand. But you know, it's elderly. Look like the average age is probably about 30. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of young kids, but it's the majority is like older women and stuff like that. Absolutely bullshit. Like who? Like these people right here probably wouldn't even be looking at her ass. So like I don't even know why this even happened. This is ridiculous. But I want you to hear some more.
Yeah, she's more upset about the insinuation that she was cheating than anything else. I mean, she's strongly stood against that, and that's much, much more important to her than the 15 love for Osaka. Yeah.
She listen to her. This is Serena Williams. This is Serena Williams talking. She don't even talk like this, man. Serena don't even talk. I wouldn't think you would hear this in a million years from Serena. Look, ain't no way that she can get this riled up at these. I don't watch a lot of her shit or whatever, but I know for a fact, man. I know for a fact that Serena ain't never went through no shit like this, man. Like she said every time she come here, she had problems. So that's her telling you, you know she got good integrity. That's her telling you right now, like this shit fluke, you know what I'm saying? Completely gone. She's completely out of character. She don't even get like this, man. I'm telling you, man. She don't even get like this. I'm telling you, bro. It's fucked up. They took her down. I figured that it was something, man. Like that's like I said, man. Tennis is definitely a white sport. So you know what I'm saying? Every time you see a black girl, you damn near think of Serena. You know what I'm saying? It's either her or it's her sister. You know what I'm saying? It's like one or two other black girls or whatever that be like vicious and shit. It's one other girl, and it's the championship. So you see where she didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? This is fucked up, man.
She was demanding an apology from him for the insinuation that she had cheated, that was coaching going on. Again, in any player, they're gonna bear the blame when it's the person in the player box who was actually accused of.
Serena was watching her coach give her a hand signal.
Wow. Then he just took another. Now, okay, for that comment right there, he just took another point from her. Verbal abuse. And the look on his face, you could tell he not even blown. He ain't even mad at the situation. He just real live, like, fuck it. In the stands, you see a few black motherfuckers, and then you see Serena's crowd, which is her sister's Lala. Is this Lala? Yeah, her sister's Lala, and a couple other black motherfuckers. That's it. The rest of these motherfuckers is foreign as shit, and they probably rooting. They look just like the other bitch playing.
There's some confusion now.
She shouldn't be serving.
There's some confusion. Osaka was serving at 4-3. Ramos just said game penalty.
Correct.
Oh my goodness, this is very unfortunate.
Serena is asking for the referee. Osaka was ready to serve at 4-3. It was hard to hear over the crowd, but
now I keep playing this because I want y'all to understand the real time of this match. This is nothing being fast forwarded. This is all one motion. So I'm looking at the layoff. Tennis is a motion sport, so it's like your momentum, when you stop doing it for this amount of time, it's gonna take a toll on you. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna take a toll. It's gonna slow your groove down for real. You know what I'm saying? So and see the pressure's already off the girl. She's already up a point. You see what I'm saying? She already up one of the, you know, one. She already closer to winning than, you know, because I don't even know what the max score is, but shit, if they go at 15s, is enough. So now Serena's asking for the ref. So all of this time, this is real time that I've been talking, and Serena and them still haven't even started back playing tennis yet.
Papa said game penalty. We said that the third point violation would lead to that.
Correct.
And now Brian Early, in his 39th year of working with the U.S. Open, his last year as a referee, is involved in something totally ugly. Let's explain it early. Donna Kelso is in conversation with Serena, who's near tears now.
Still here. They still haven't started back playing tennis. You see how much talking, how much energy she just had. I'm telling you, man, they know what the fuck they doing, man. They know what the fuck they doing. Yeah, she did ask for the ref, but you know, to get a warrior out their game, in any sport, you cool the nigga down, like any nigga that's dropping 30 points on you, and you say, you know what, cool out for a minute. Let's stop playing. And then y'all start back playing, it's just like, your bones a little stiffer, you know what I'm saying, your adrenaline done came down, and it looked like she was damn near crying. She, you know, no tears fell, but you could tell she crying because she feeling like the shit. I hope she talked about the shit on the podium, but the great person that she is, I'm willing to bet that she didn't. I hope she fucking did. I hope she said something about it, but the great person that she is, she probably, just like in the NBA, when it's a bad call and they ask them to talk about it, you know, the ones that do talk are the ones that are kind of like harsh, like, but the, as far as the coaches, they're kind of harsh, but the ones that are like real respectable and calm, they'll give you, oh no, you know, things happen, and I hope she didn't take that approach, but she, knowing her, she probably did, so So, but let's see where, let's see when they stop that.
First call violation, awarding the second, which was the use of racket, a point. She called Carlos Ramos a thief. That was what he took exception to. And this is a very, very unfortunate.
Yeah, this has never happened in tennis before. I've never seen anything like this. But at least the umpire could explain exactly the first offense warning and the second offense and what happened in that conversation with her for the third offense.
How does Serena possibly regroup from this? And what effect will it have on the set? But she was given a free game. Now she's been given a game and a point, which helps the cause, but boy, another test of her poise.
Another test for her, for sure.
Now, mind you see, she just came back, and she angry. She's spiking that motherfucker. She done scored again. She done scored two straight times. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 90. I'm not sure what the jump to win, but I think the game is over. The game would have been over if the girl got the 15, like, or basically with that point. I don't know. It looked like she would definitely be winning this match huge. Like, she would be up probably 30, 40 love or 60 love right now without that bullshit. You see what I'm saying? It's no way, like they said, this is a test. There's no way, like, how you gonna get yourself composed back to play this series? Even the other girl looked like she jumping around and like she trying to get her blood and shit back. Like you can't take no big ass break like this, man. But this is some fucked up shit, man. I can't believe this shit happened to Serena Williams, but she just showed you how much of a great person she was. She still went out there, hugged the girls, you know, stood out there with her through her winning, you know, when they, you know, giving her the whole thing. And I knew this little girl was, I knew she was sweet, because I seen her with, like, you know, the shit been on all week. So I seen, like, one of her matches that she won and shit. And she, like, after she wins, she goes sit over there and cry. So I can't pronounce her name, but yeah, you know, salute to her too. Or whatever, but you got lucky, motherfucker. You got lucky, because this shit wasn't, nah, this is the bull. You just heard them say they ain't never even heard of this happening at a tennis match. That's wild as shit, Mo. That's wild as shit. They just did some wild ass shit to Serena, man. All because she black and beautiful, man. That's crazy, man. Too much winning. Y'all wouldn't have did this to Brady and them. You know what I'm saying? God damn, man. That she running this motherfucking sport. They like, man, we need a new motherfucking champion in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then she just coming off having a baby. She had the baby last year, so she wasn't even in the shit. You know what I'm saying? Come right back out of the pregnancy and still get to the championship. And it took this bullshit right here to take her out. This shit ain't never. Serena Williams ain't never even made. You don't even be seeing her making the media about, like, problems and shit like this. Like, as much as she was, man, she spent endless energy talking to this nigga. Serena, she be quiet as shit during her matches. Quiet as shit. She don't be talking about shit. You know what I'm saying? All this shit. She was talking to this bitch ass, Mr. Bean looking ass nigga all for damn near 9-10 minutes of real time. Like, you know what I mean? Well, real time probably like 20-30. You know, this is recorded and put on YouTube. So, like, that shit probably like a good, it's probably double, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, they keep stopping the joke because he keeps saying he confused. And, man, I'm telling you, just like when you go shoot dice at Atlantic City or Merlin Live or any one of them gambling spots or, you know, roulette, when you get to cooking on that table, motherfuckers get to calling little ho-ho. Let me see that card. Let me check this card. Hold on. Redeck. Hold on. This is not right. Oh, okay. Then here come the other nigga around to do the little change. You know how the dude come around like in Merlin Live and they change up. One roll out and then another dude come back. You know what I'm saying? That shit be all in the message. That shit coming from up top. Like, up top, they putting that shit in this little earpiece. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, fuck all that. But being with this shit, they probably already motherfucking, they probably already had this shit planned out. Like, hey, she ain't winning this motherfucker this year. She ain't coming back from winning a baby to, you know, from having a baby to do this. That's fucked up, man. I knew it, though. I knew it. I was like, ain't no way nobody sit up and square up, straight up and down, beat Serena. This shit don't happen. This shit don't happen. I don't think she's ever. I don't think it's because she got 23. She got 23 of the championships of the tennis shit. So I'm assuming, yeah, so she's been doing it probably more than 23 years. So I don't even know how old Serena is, but like I said, like, she's been doing this for a while, man. Like, so this has never fucking happened. I guarantee you, they said something happened the last time she was there. She said every time I come here, I have problems. And she told the lady, she was like, this is the same thing that happened the last time I was here. Like, you know, so probably the one before the baby. Like, it's always some shit, man. Like damn, man, you can tell by this shit is ran by white motherfuckers. This shit is ran by white motherfuckers, and you know that they ain't feeling this shit. Her keep busting niggas' ass every fucking year. They ain't feeling this shit, man. But man, hey, Serena's still the greatest. You know, we're without a doubt. I don't think nobody, like, if she was in basketball, nigga, she had 23 rings, nigga. Don't nobody got 23 rings. You know what I'm saying? She done won the whole thing 23 times. This would have been 24, like crazy. Her shit already break. I don't think nobody even got in the 20s. She, you know what I'm saying? So she'll be back next year, man.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.